Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, possibly for the last time, from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but when I say that, never duplicated, I mean it, because I was like the original OG, the first podcast back in 1994 when internet came into play. And of course, before that, I was doing radio back to 1984. So straight up, I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio wars. And who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm an award-winning writer, a four-time Golden Glove champion, at one point in time was nationally ranked, and I'm knocking out all bums, straight up, have been for 41 years. We have open phone lines around the planet. If you'd like to join me, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we are a week away from the Kosha, the son of Kosha Zoo, Tim Zoo. Of course, him and Earl Spence going to hook it up down there in Australia. It'll be on The Zone or Amazon pay-per-view or something. I think it's Amazon pay-per-view. Bottom line is, this is a fight where two guys are shot. They've got bullet holes in both guys. I mean, seriously, both these guys will have all their clothes on at the weigh-in to hide the bullet holes. That's how shot they are. I'm talking about Earl Spence. I mean, he hasn't fought in 3 years since Terrence Crawford lit him up. But remember in 2019, he got tossed out of that car at 150 miles an hour. And remember, I was the first one that told you that he was getting chased and he had that $10,000 pistol in the car, a diamond-plated pistol or something like that. Well, he pulled it on some cats at a nightclub, and they out-gangsted him, and they were chasing him, and he flipped his car at 150 miles an hour. Of course, he almost died. Bottom line is he had a brain bleed. There was no doubt about that. When you look at the booking photo from the Dallas Police Department, it was 5 or 6 weeks later, you can still see the blood around the right retina, and that is an indication that at one point in time, his brain was bleeding. That's how, straight up, there's no way to hide it. There's no other excuse, there's no other way to say it. He wasn't bloodshot, nothing like that, didn't smoke some weed. Of course, he was a big guy for smoking weed. And people say to me, you know, this demeanor, this laid-back demeanor that Earl Spence has now, it's all in like kicking back, smoking. No, this ain't a smoking weed type of thing. This is like a thing where he's been beat up. By the car, and then by Crawford. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Boxing's PhD, Soccer News, Palmer after the break.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, that last thing there about AI, that's what they need around here. I mean, Daniel does a great job, but the computers are all messed up. We need the AI to, like, fix the computers or something. Like, I kid you not. Let me tell you. I came in this morning. The computer said, you need to update right now. And then I went to update it, right? I don't want to update. So then it says, you've got to renew your Microsoft virus protection. That's not my access. I don't have nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I'm dealing with when I come in on Saturday morning. So if you look at my sheet here, the sheet that I usually prepare the show with, it's blank. Okay? It ain't supposed to be blank. Not that I write voluminous notes or anything like that, but I write down bullet points, okay? And the bottom line is I had no time to even write down bullet points. The road is coming. We're coming to the end of the road here, folks. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And I'll be on StreamYard. I'll be on YouTube. I'll be somewhere else. But the bottom line is they just don't want to continue. They don't want to help me come in here and be comfortable each week when I do the show. I come in here and I'm always stressed out, wondering if stuff's going to work or not. Listen, regular radio guys don't go through that. They don't. I mean, they don't. YouTube guys don't go through that. I mean, you have problems, you restart the show, right? You have problems here, you're stuck. This is the way it is. So the bottom line is, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what my future looks like. I don't know if it involves sports byline, but right now I'm very disgruntled. Just put it to you like that. So I take it from the East Coast, from the West Coast to the East Coast, and bring in Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. So, can you got any AI recommendations for sports byline? I'm serious.
I am very much a noob when it comes to AI. I just know that it's
because the intelligence that's running this place now ain't running it right. So we need artificial intelligence, something like that, in here in order to make things work.
AI is not my forte. When I think AI, I think of Terminator 2 and Skynet, and that movie seems like it's going to become a reality quicker than we could blink an eye. So AI is it's a dangerous tool, but it's also, you know, has its positiveness. You know, you can write a snappy email in 10 seconds, you know, with just a couple of words like ChatGPT, but that's as far as my expertise goes.
All right. So anyway, just before we get in, we went through all the crazy stuff. I did a whole bunch of stuff this week on food, and I was wondering why that, you know, all these chemicals are being added to your food and how they're added to your food and how the Food and Drug Administration seems to be impotent or looking the other way or something like that. Because, you know, like there's 300 chemicals that are in Safeway's food that is not in the food I get at Whole Foods. So these 300 chemicals, I don't know what time it is, but these 300 chemicals, they were allowed into the food by the GRAS law of 1958. And I did my research, G-R-A-S, generally regarded as safe. And this was for vinegar and eggs and stuff like that back in 1958. So what the food suppliers did was they decided they were going to use GRAS for everything. And, of course, the food nowadays is toxic. I mean, I don't know if you I was down with Driscoll's berries, and now I find out that Driscoll's berries have been running a whole lot of front on us, so I'm not getting any more organic blueberries from them. Everywhere in the food chain is marred. The food chain is cancerous. And I don't mean that from like, yeah, I do mean that. You can actually, I mean, it's killing people. And if you look around, my friends go out of the country. Superfly Sandoval went to Europe for a week and a half, 2 weeks, lost weight. My friend Dennis Lawler loves to drink beer and eat tacos. That's what he goes to Mexico for. He's down there for 3 weeks at a time doing some boxing thing down there, right? But he's eating like a pig and drinking like a pig as well. And he comes back and he's 7 or 8 pounds lighter. So I'm trying to tell you, the American food chain is poisonous.
It is. It's, listen, it's the most addictive. You can make the case. I mean, nicotine and alcohol, but the biggest vice is food, you know, in my opinion. And between sugar and salt and the way they add chemicals to preserve and to extend things. And now, have you heard about this? And ironically, you started the show mentioning Microsoft, Mr. Bill Gates.
Yeah, the beef.
Heavily invested, yes, in the 3D meat. Yep.
Let's
go there, brother.
All right, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I accused Texas Roadhouse of using fake beef because I told them, listen, I've been coming in here for like 15 years, getting the same thing for 15 years, and it don't taste the same no more. What's going on? And the guy went, burr, 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 and he says to me, I'll send you a free certificate this and that. He never sent it to me. I sent him an email, a text afterwards, and he ignored me. So the bottom line is, I don't know if Texas Roadhouse is using but there are 8 states where the meat is legit or where it's legal, and it's not legal in California yet. Allegedly. Well,
See, and that's the type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, time out. And since we're on food, you know, people say to me that Taco Bell isn't Mexican food. Haven't you heard that before? Taco Bell, that's not real. That's not Mexican food. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This week, because of the Mexican lettuce that's been in the Taco Bell tacos, that is the that's the culprit behind all this parasite that's in everybody's got thousands of people in the hospital over several states. But the bottom line is, it ain't in California yet, but because we get our stuff from the Salinas Valley. But at the end of the day, I mean, good Lord, man. I mean, here's what's up. This is no surprise, because for as long as I've known Taco Bell, it's been giving people diarrhea. It's just now they're copping to it. They admitted it this week.
Yeah, that iceberg lettuce has gotten a lot of people.
Explosive. Time out. Describe it. Explosive diarrhea. I mean, when isn't it?
Yeah, right, exactly. and they add the word explosive, like if there's any worse form of diarrhea. The Taco Bell stock, I'm sure, has gone down, and the stock in Charmin. has gone up.
Yeah, as well as it should. You know, I mean, Taco Bell's owned by the same company that owns Kentucky Fried Chicken. They bought Kentucky Fried Chicken from Colonel Harlan Sanders. Now, you know what Colonel Harlan Sanders said after they bought it? They changed the taste, all this kind of good stuff. He says, it's the worst Southern fried chicken I ever tasted in my life. I mean, that was his thing. And he knew that he had sold out. Once he sold out, he felt bad about it. Bill Kroc, is that the guy who owned McDonald's? The McDonald's guy? Once he sold out, he knew about it. The only ones that are holding true in the United States, I don't know if you got them back there, and the meat is decent, and they have their own farmers and all that kind of good stuff, is In-N-Out. Do you have In-N-Out in New York?
No. We have Smash Burger. We have... I mean, I don't want to give people free publicity, but no, we don't have In-N-Out Burger. But I mean, there are some good places that you can still get a good burger with what you feel is good meat.
Here's what people don't realize. A burger is not junk food if it's decent meat.
Yeah. There was a place I used to go to. There's, I think, one left in Queens. It was called Jackson's Hole. Jackson's Hole used to make these hamburgers. Hole. Yes. Insert the pun. And
you didn't, you didn't forget. Burgers. That's one you didn't forget.
No. Not at all. Just, it's, man, it's a war out there, And I thought we had Maha looking out for us, with Kennedy and stuff. But I guess he was too concerned with the Doritos and Skittles or whatever.
Well, speaking of Doritos, I saw them this week and they've rebranded their entire thing, or one brand anyway. It says Doritos and it says Naked, and they took out all the colors and all the additives and all that kind of good stuff. So they're trying to push it. They're trying to push Doritos as being natural. I mean, come on, man. I mean, good Lord. It's like there's 10 things you shouldn't eat. Doritos is probably on top of the list as far as junk food and chips and that kind of stuff are concerned.
Yeah, and there must be a big rebranding with junk food, because I saw Pepsi has come out with a prebiotic soda. So
a probiotic show? Something that makes you like we need some more stuff to make us spit with an H? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, which I found is
probiotic. Did you really say probiotic soda?
Probiotic Pepsi. Yes, I saw it. And, man, I mean, gut health is everything. I found it really funny.
Well, you know what? Cut down on the sugar. I don't know about you. I don't know if I told you this, but I might as well announce it on there. Maybe I'm on the rag to an extent, but the bottom line is I haven't had any sugar. I haven't had any sugar or anything since 2 weeks ago, coming Monday. I haven't had any added sugar at all. No sodas, no chips, no candy, no fruit. I mean, outside of an apple, I don't do the watermelon. There's too much sugar in that. So I've cut everything out. I'm going to try to cut my my one. I think I have an Indian doctor. Did I tell you about the new doctor, Sock?
No, tell me about it.
She's a bit of a witch with a B. Okay. So anyway, she got on my case because my sugar level was higher, 1 point higher than normal, and I wanted to tell her it was because I was drinking all this pomegranate juice to get rid of my arterial plaque, which I wiped out on my own, okay, from a 2 to a 0. And anyway, bottom line is she challenged me on the 1 point, so I decided, let's go to a break. I decided I'm going to cut it down by 2 points, 2 or 3 points, so when I take this test in 2 months from now, it'll be much lower, and I can say, heh, told you! That's, challenge me, man. You can listen.
That's awesome.
People need to take challenges and go after them.
That's when you really know what you're worth.
Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Overcome an obstacle.
More of a Socrates Palmer after the break.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Floyd Mayweather, he's running the whole 12 rounds and he won the fight.
Right? Who are the top five fighters you ever fought?
Barrera, Morales, Marquez, De La Hoya, Cotto, Margarito.
Why no Floyd Mayweather? Why not Floyd Mayweather? Why isn't he in the top five?
I feel sorry to the fans because the fight is boring. That's not the fans are expecting to us. I mean, as a fighter, if I'm a fan, of course I want to see a good fight, like fighting fight, not a fashion show.
Go to Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man, 48 years old, talking about 50-year-old Floyd Mayweather. Of course, Floyd's in all kinds of trouble. The IRS is after him. Everybody's suing him. He's got two felony charges against him in Las Vegas right now. Of course, the two felony charges, he'd have been able to avoid them had he been able to come with $200,000 cash. So he wasn't able to come with two. So in other words, all those cars that he owns, folks, aren't his. They've already been, there's already a loan on them, because if there wasn't a loan on every single item that he owned, he would have taken one of those items and sold it or pawned it or put it up as a piece of collateral so he didn't have to get slammed with these two felonies. But he didn't do that. You can't tell me that Floyd's that stupid. He would walk into two felonies when he could get out of it for $200,000 if he had the $200,000. What do you think of that, Sock? Any merit to what I'm thinking here?
No, I think you're spot on. The facade and the image that Floyd has portrayed over the years, I think now people realize that a lot of it was smoke and mirrors, a victim of being dumb. You know, he's a victim of being ignorant, and it cost him. And now he's basically, you know, living. I mean, look, I'm not. I don't think Floyd's checking into a homeless shelter anytime soon.
He can't read. But, doesn't matter. He couldn't read. If there were directions, you know, on the door of the homeless shelter on how to turn the lock, he wouldn't know how to do it.
Ouch. Look, it's amazing how someone could be a savant physically and have a gift, you know, from the gods of being, you know, a talented fighter, but being an idiot.
But like Manny says, you know, I mean, I keep seeing these Mount Rushmores of boxing, and they keep putting Floyd Mayweather up there with Ray Robinson and Ali and the people like that of that ilk, and I just don't get that at all. I mean, this is a con job. This is a public relations con job. Mayweather, I know in the past he had PR teams. I know he had PR teams online. I know he did. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying – I think he's created his own image. He has created his own image. In other words, there's a little bit of merit to what him being a good boxer and this kind of good stuff. And after 140 pounds and maybe Ricky Hatton, he never really tried to entertain people at that point in time. It was all about making money. But at the end of the day, I think Manny was right. He's just plain old boring, man. Hey, and not only boring, he was going to fleece the grease for a few million bucks, but that didn't work out too well. Some court order that was thrown into New York City against him by Judd Bernstein. Don't mess with Judd when it comes to boxing attorneys. Anyway, so he got burned there, but he didn't really get burned because he got a $3 million advance. I mean, Floyd, you got to say, for a loser, he seems like a winner. You feel me?
Yeah. Yes. I don't think I've ever went home after watching a Manny Pacquiao fight and felt ripped off.
No.
You know, I win, lose, or draw, you know, I think Manny really was conscientious of the public. And maybe that's just the style he fought, you know, whatever. Floyd ripped off a lot of people, you know, let's face it.
Not like Dana White and Conor McGregor. And Conor McGregor and Dana White ripped off white people. I hate to say it to you like that. When you're ripping off a bunch of black people and Don King Productions and that kind of good stuff, when you're ripping off some black people and some brown people and a few poor people, this and that, you know, and you're giving tickets to the high rollers, and ain't no big thing. I said, but Dana White, they knew. Listen, I saw Conor McGregor when he got into the octagon, when he went to take off his tennis shoes or whatever, sandals, whatever it was. But the bottom line is, he almost fell over then. I didn't realize it then, but I watched it later. The MMA Holes, that's the YouTube channel. I grabbed that off of the video. But I watched it three or four. You don't need to watch it too many times to realize, yeah, this guy can't stand up on that one leg. So he went in there knowing he was hurt. And had Don King done this, there'd be congressional inquiries into this right now. Even if Bob Arum did that, former U.S. attorney, they'd be on his ass as well. But Dana White, since Dana White sleeps with number 47, no problem.
You're absolutely right. That's something that the attorney general should definitely look into.
Attorney general, $25 million gate. $25 million gate. Give him props to the gate. But everybody there got ripped off. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? And the fact is, unfortunately, most of those people are too stupid to realize they've been conned.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Oh, it was a freak injury. All right, no. The freak injury took place beforehand. I've got pictures of him going into a pain center down there in Newport Beach, California.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't read that article I put up there on him? I guess not. Conor McGregor hurt pre-fight, and Dana White had to know. Of course, that's on Pedro Fernandez 393511, the Substack page. But the bottom line is, yeah, I put a page up there. He's entering the Newport Pain Management Center, and this was like 2 weeks before his fight.
And he's, $15 million, I believe, he was paid for this? Yeah. You know,
and he got like $30 million, somebody told me.
But it's guarantees. I guess whatever, percentage he got, but it was a bad night.
Mm-hmm. Bad. You're not being real enough. I mean, bad night. That's a bit of an understatement, man. I mean, this was a fraud. They put a guy in there that was, listen, Dana's put guys in there hurt before. We've known that. I mean, guys have said afterwards, mm-hmm. that's what resulted in that $350 million lawsuit that Kyle Kingsbury was part of that went down a couple of years ago. And he's about to lose another $400 million lawsuit. And still, with all these lawsuits against him in the UFC for underpaying guys, my main man on Sunday, the Sunday shot caller, Tommy D is with Dana. If Dana came to now, Tommy D might have lunch with him.
Well, he actually will be in town next week.
He's got a
show at the small house at the gardens.
Oh, let's get Tommy out of town. We don't need those guys combining, man. That would be terrible. And of course, that'd be really bad for boxing. But on the positive side, there is no positive side to Dana White. As I said before, he is to boxing with gonorrhea or with venereal disease or herpes or whatever you want to call it, any VD you want to talk, is to dating. And that's, you know what? And I mean that from the bottom of my, I don't mean this as being, I'm not pontificating or being Pedro the stand-up comic. I'm trying to be as real as I can when I say that.
But whose fault is it? It is the boxing establishment that allows a carpetbagger like Dana White to enter the circle because of they were just too narrow-minded people. You know, they only think about themselves. So Golden Boy, Eddie Hearn, Bob Arum, everyone should be blamed for allowing this person into their world.
Not when you have a checkbook. See, that's what you don't seem to understand.
Well, he's got corporate money.
Over the years, I've seen guys come into boxing. Josephine Abercrombie, lady ran the Houston Boxing Association, she was a billionaire. She came into boxing. Somebody told me she lost close to $90, $100 million in boxing. Holy spit with an age. How do you lose that much money and look in the mirror?
We have seen Johnny come lately. Come in, think they're gonna, you know, they slap on a name, on a promotional name, Mike Tyson Promotions, Evander Holyfield Promotions, and it's a hard business to crack. But this is a little different because it's a corporate giant in TKO that is funding, you know, Zuffa. So sad to say, they are here for the long haul.
Is TKO same thing with Jake Paul? Is that the Jake Paul thing?
No, that's totally different. That's MVP. TKO is the company that owns WWE, UFC.
So you're trying to tell me that I would prefer jumping in bed with Jake Paul than I would Dana White? Definitely. Do you get crabs with Dana White?
Ouch. Well, Jake Paul also did some. I mean, he was a part of that Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano. You know,
scam.
Netflix.
The scam. The 17 second scam where nobody got hurt. What kind of spit was that? Holy cow! That was hey, people paid big money to go see that. So there's been two MMA events in a row. Basically, the two super MMA events in a row have both sucked. And guess what? He doesn't get any bad play because he owns the media.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not the first time, and it won't be the last time, because content is king. We have all these platforms that you can watch stuff, but nothing is like, wink, wink, unscripted TV. And that's what sports is. Live sports is still king of the hill. That's why the Super Bowl is the biggest thing in the world outside of the World Cup. You know, these platforms are paying big-time dollars, Netflix, Apple, you name it, you know, Amazon, for live content. Yeah. And unscripted, you think.
Good point. Have a good weekend. Have a good week. Much love. Hug the family. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it.
Straight up, this is Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So the mighty Tower of Power, check them out, towerofpower.com. They're still rocking and rolling, 50 years, I believe, in rocking and rolling. Of course, the out of Oakland, California, now living in L.A. straight up. Since I didn't have any time to do any pre-show type of stuff, you know, write down my notes and my bullet points so that my paper is empty. Bottom line is I got to go to my website. I'm talking about, of course, my Substack page, PedroFernandez393511. And the bottom line is let's talk about the history of the heavyweight division and 2026. Of course, historically, the division of boxing's big men, a.k.a. the heavyweights, have always been dominated by Americans. After the Marquess of Queensbury invented the competitive game of boxing back in 1867, it took only 15 years, 1882, before American John L. Sullivan won the World Heavyweight Championship. From that point forward, non-Americans like Ingemar Johansson, Primo Carmera, and Max Schmeling to come to mind as far as winning the titles, but only holding the undisputed title for a short amount of time. Then came the 1988 Olympic champion. I talk about Lennox Lewis. Of course, he crushed Riddick Bowe in the Olympic finals, I believe. And of course, then Lennox had two decent runs as world heavyweight champion. Of course, a combined run of 4,382 days, followed up by Mr. Ukraine himself, talking about Vladimir Klitschko, the 1996 Olympic gold medal. So the foreigners have sort of taken things over as far as the heavyweight division serves. Of course, Lewis beat Bowe in the 88 Olympics, of course, and then 4 years later, when Lewis was the number one contender and Bowe was the WBC champion, Bowe and his brain trust, and believe me when I say his brain trust, because Riddick Bowe had no brains. Anyway, they dumped the WBC belt in a London trash can rather than fight and probably get licked again by Lennox Lewis. So now the non-U.S. guys are way better than the American guys, because if you go through like the top 10 or the top 15, you don't get to anybody at all. I mean, Jamil McClain or something like that, it's a fat guy, they call him Big Baby. Well, he's real big. He's a big baby. He's like 315, 320 pounds. He's gross. He's fat. To say if he represents heavyweight boxing in the United States, we are really, really in trouble. And of course, you had Rico Verhoeven. Of course, he took on the world heavyweight champion, the current recognized world heavyweight champion. I'm talking about Oleg Usyk a fortnight ago, and he beat him up. There was no doubt about it. He was beating Usyk up. And of course, then the referee, Mark Lyson, stopped the fight in between rounds after the 10th round. Of course, I'm not trying to say that Verhoeven wasn't hurt. He'd been dropped a couple times, but he deserved the opportunity to have a few minutes or a few seconds to sit down in the stool and let his corner get him back together if he needed to get back together. But the bottom line is the referee took it into his own hands and stopped the fight between rounds. I've never heard of that before. But it's the boxing establishment. What do I mean by that? That's the same group that assured Francis Ngannou he didn't get the call in 2023 after dropping and beating Tyson Fury over 10 rounds. And if they don't own BoxRec, I'm talking about the boxing establishment, if the boxing establishment doesn't own the BoxRec ratings, how can Rico Verhoeven be ranked number 1,415 in the world? I mean, seriously, like, the guy takes a world heavyweight champion to the edge of the cliff of death almost, and he's ranked number 1,415 in the world. Man, it just tells you. Anyway, sort of like, you know, Usyk is sort of like the Canelo of Europe. What I mean by that is it's time to send both these guys to the retirement home. They just have to. I mean, let's just walk away. He says he wants to have one more payday, and Dana White's going to finance it or something like that. And, of course, I call Dana White Dana the Devil White, or Dana the White Devil Dana. And bottom line, he is a devil. There's no doubt about it. But he wants to do a boxing swan song versus Deontay Wilder. Okay, Usyk versus Wilder. Okay, Pedro knows I'm repeating myself, but I'll say it again. Dana is the boxing what Herpy is the sex. The greatest overachiever in heavyweight history. Props to Usyk for that designation, but it's 2026, and you gotta go. Because I said, Jarrell Miller being the first at number 17 as far as the world rankings is current, because let's forget about him. Of course, the UK's got Moses Itami. He's being hailed as the next rage. I think he fights again in August. At 13-0 with 11 KOs, he stands 6-4. He's left-handed. None of his well-chosen opposition have come close to rattling Moses, who dances next, I said, on the Zone pay-per-view with once beaten 20-1, 15 KO slip Hrgović. Hrgović can fight, but, you know, I don't know. It'd be a good fight. It should be a test anyway. It's going to be Greenwich, UK, a sold-out O2 arena. Of course, Martin, Cuban Frank Martin, he squished at American 2020 American silver medalist in the Olympics, Richard Torres Jr. Of course, as a side note, is it just me? Or are the amateur ranks so weak that Torres was able to be the second best amateur in the world as a heavyweight? Really? Anyway, will Tyrio Momoa, I got a problem with this guy's name, but he evidently Barry Rabbits, the British boxing hero, our number one analyst here on many Sundays. Anyway, he says his heavyweight hope is Tyrio Momoa, 14-0 with 14 knockouts. He's a Samoan monster standing almost 6'7" with a trim frame. And, of course, American Deontre Savage, 11-1, 11 KO. Sounds good, doesn't it? He's next up for TT on August 12th. That's going to come to you from Australia on the Zone. And I got to say this, TT is a 15-1 favorite, meaning Savage is lunch meat in less than 9 minutes left. So where do you put the dubious one, Danny Dubois? I mean, he's with a 23-3 record, 22 knockouts and 23 wins. But those three losses, he's been counted out each time. A referee stood over him and counted over him each time. Of course, the big upset recently, was unbeaten Fabio Wardley, 20-1 now, 19 KOs, featured another incompetent referee as the UK's Howard Foster let Fabio take a beating after he was already beaten and will probably never, ever be the same neurologically. In other words, if he has a problem spelling his first and last name, I understand why, and you've got to blame Howard Foster for allowing that fight to continue. I mean, good Lord. Foster kept looking to the corner. He kept looking to the doctor. Mother Ducker, you should have stood up yourself and been the man you are. You're the lone arbiter in the ring. You should have took care of business. But, of course, the boxing establishment, they wanted Fabio to win so bad that they shortened his boxing life, in my opinion. Now, the German that the WBC just anointed as their champion, talking about Mauricio Suleiman Suleiman, the president, is Ajit Kabel. K-A-B-A-Y-E-L, K-Bail. Bottom line is 27, zip, 19 KOs. He has allegedly been ducked by Usyk and everybody else. Yeah, he's been around for a long time. He's been undefeated. Isn't the most busiest guy on the schedule. And of course, he's got nothing on the schedule. But the ex-champion, 2012 Olympic gold medalist, that was 14 years ago. I guess Anthony Joshua will be next up. He's 29-4 with 26 KOs. He tunes up for a Tyson Fury Battle of Britain with a scrap with a guy that's a stone cold, I won't say that. Anyway, Christian Pranga, 20-1, all 20 wins by knockout of Albania, but he couldn't lick a stamp, you wet his tongue. And another ex-champ I mentioned a little bit earlier, Tyson Fury, takes his show to Thailand July 24th for a show versus a stiff by the name of, oh, I shouldn't say this, yeah, he's a stiff, Marius Wack. WACH. He's 39-13. I think he's going to lose for his 14th time. 20 KOs. The odds on this one should be 10,001. And folks, did I mention this? Is there any heavyweights that really shine here? I mean, not really. I mean, and that's sort of what I remember. It used to be that he who controls the heavyweight champion of the world controls boxing. That's the way it used to be in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. In the 80s to extend, then Ray Leonard came along. Of course, maybe there was Ray Robinson in the 40s and the 50s, but after that, it was just who controls the heavyweight champion controls boxing. Then Ray Leonard came along, Roberto Duran came along, some of the lighter guys, this and that, and they controlled boxing to an extent. They were the boxing's biggest pay. Right, getting Bobby Boxing's biggest paychecks and this and that, Tommy Hearns, Marvin Hagler, things like that. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you look at today's heavyweight division and you say to yourself, it's sort of hard to get excited. I'm not trying to say you need Viagra to watch all these heavyweight fights to get up for. No, but I think that, you know, the fact that Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua are going to finally hook it up, they'll probably be in front of 94,000 people. It'll be sold out. Yeah, I know they're both washed up, but the bottom line is the Battle of Britain is going to be an epic encounter for as long as it lasts. And, of course, Tyson Fury, the giant gypsy. I can't understand how guys lose it as quickly as he did. I mean, at one point in time, he was like untouchable. At 6 foot seven, I'll say it again. Both these guys are 6'6" and 6 foot seven. If you gave me that kind of height advantage over 139 pounders, I'd be kicking. I'd still be, if I was still heavyweight, if I was a heavyweight, I'd still be winning. Okay, 6 foot six, 6 foot seven. How do you lose a fight? Anyway, Tyson Fury, 35-2, 35-2-1, 24 KOs. Of course, Anthony Joshua, I mentioned him earlier, 29-6, 24 KOs. But that is the heavyweight division as we speak right now. Of course, straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Oh, back to Dana White. The Paramount, it was a scam that was run on Paramount, this platform, the Paramount platform, this and that. So they sort of got taken, but they don't know it. See, all they're concerned with is in the ratings. The ratings did well. People want to subscribe to their little channel and pay a couple of bucks. Of course, I watched it over at a neighbor's house, wink, wink. But at the end of the day, McGregor's 37 years old. He's reportedly done more cocaine in retirement than the late Whitney Houston. The only difference is that Whitney smoked her blow and Conor said to be a snorter. So going in, we've got a guy that's been drinking and near 40, drinking and allegedly doing a whole lot of coke, hasn't fought in 5 years, has lost his last two fights, both with broken legs, and he sells out the T-Mobile Arena. Paramount TV is airing the fight. Listen, folks, the fight had to go on. Don't you understand? I mean, from their perspective, the fight had to go on. Even if it meant screwing all you people. I mean, Conor McGregor's talking about giving people refunds and things like that. You know, yeah, I don't. Yeah. Anyway, I think it's the biggest scam that's been pulled off in a long, long time. I don't remember, maybe I'm wrong, I don't remember a boxing heavyweight champion stepping in the ring with a severe injury. I don't remember a big main eventer coming into it. Although I take that back. Ray Leonard was hurt when he fought Hector Camacho, whatever year that was, 1993, something like that. Well, late. Anyway, bottom line is Ray Leonard was hurt. His Achilles was hurt going in there. He went in the fight. The show must go on. He couldn't stand up on one leg, and he got licked like a stamp and got beat down by the Macho Man. Of course, that was the last time I saw Hector Camacho the very next day. But the bottom line is that's probably the only time that I remember a guy going into a fight knowing that the guy was hurt. Now, listen, people have injuries. I mean, everybody goes into a fight with an injury. I remember I go into a fight with a little nagging injury, but guess what? Once you get into that dress room and they wrap up your hands and this and that, you got no time for injuries. You're not thinking about that. When you're home warming up and you're walking to the ring, when you get into the, you know what I mean? No. You're not thinking about the crowd. You're not thinking about nothing else. You're thinking about this guy wants to hurt me and I have to out-hurt him. That's the best, and I have to hurt him first. That's the best way. I mean, you see, boxing is either kill or be killed. People just don't realize that. They really don't. Back to Dana White, he is the gonorrhea of boxing. I just wish he would just go away. As far as Conor McGregor is concerned, I think Conor's going to get on blow, and Conor's going to get on some blow. And when you get on blow, you tell the truth. That's one thing about people on cocaine. When they talk to you and they're on cocaine, they're usually telling you the truth. They're spilling stuff that they probably shouldn't spill. I don't know why it is, but people on cocaine seem to do this. So I'm hoping that Conor gets a little blow and or a lot of blow and tells the truth on this one. Yeah, I was obviously hurt going in. Dana White knew I was hurt going in. The UFC knew I was hurt going in. Paramount, the people knew I was hurt going in. Everybody, let's roll to a break. Everybody knew I was going in, but the bottom line is the show had to go on, even if it meant ripping all of you off.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Happy birthday! Not really. I just wish he would go away. Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez. Of course, we all use the feminine first name. We talk about Mr. Saul Alvarez. He is a birthday boy today. Of course, July 18, 1990 is when he was born. More power to him. I don't wish him ill, bad, or anything like that. I just wish he would go away. 63-3-2, 39 KOs. Hasn't fought anybody in a long time. Supposed to fight in September. Of course, says he wasn't ready. He was injured from some surgery or something like that. But the bottom line is, he's going to fight Christian Mobili. He's 29-0 with 24 KOs. I don't know. I mean, come on. The guy's coming off a draw in his last fight with Lester Martinez. I mean, you go off a draw into, like, the biggest fight of your life after a draw, and you're supposed to, like, redeem yourself, something like that. Not in boxing, not nowadays. Anyway, this is going to take place in Saudi Arabia. Looks like October the 12th. I take that back. September 12th. Looks like Mexican Independence Day. I wanted to do it Mexican Independence Day, but it's moved up now. I've been told to September, and that the 12th of September, it looks like it's going to be Conor Ben coming across the pond to take on Ryan Garcia at the T-Mobile Arena. That is the rumored. That's what's been rumored. I'll try to confirm that by tomorrow's show. Of course, tomorrow, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hopefully, we'll be here. We'll be live, and of course, we'll come to you in living color. And maybe the video will work tomorrow because it didn't work today. And up until then, I'm a little bit shell shocked that the video didn't work. And I came in this morning, and the computers were amiss, and this and that. And it's like commonplace, but it's not something I can accept anymore, because the bottom line is it stresses me out. And when I'm stressed out, I can't perform. And this is above anything else, folks. This is a performance. I'm a performer. And if I'm stressed out and rattled and this and that, and I can't come up with any even basically bullet point notes because I'm working on computer stuff here before the show starts, that's just not a good thing. And it doesn't allow me to come up with what I consider my best stuff. I mean, I wasn't able to go into the other room the other day, and cut up some bites up this and that. Just didn't have the time because I'm sitting here dickering around with this computer. And, of course, it's week in and week out and week in and week out. And, you know, it's sort of like it's going to have to come to an end. It just is. I mean, I can feel that. And it's not something I want to feel. I really isn't. And, of course, they'll come in here tomorrow and they'll fix things up and everything will be rocking and rolling tomorrow. And it'll work for one time. It'll work one day. And then next week, we'll up to the same thing all over again. Computer doesn't want to restart itself. When it does want to restart itself, it says you need to use this Microsoft upgrade, all this other kind of good stuff, you know. I mean, holy cow. I mean, I don't have the authority to do a Microsoft and an antivirus upgrade and all this kind of stuff. And this is what I'm throwing at with update this. And I'm just a talk show host. I'm supposed to sit down and just do a show. And I can't. I can't. And it's becoming... incredibly frustrating. And maybe the time has come to where it's just time to go. I mean, maybe it is because, you know, I've complained to every person that matters here at Sports Byline, and everybody says that we're doing better, we're trying to do better, we're doing this, we're doing that. We've got you on YouTube. Well, guess what? The YouTube thing doesn't work all the time. Sometimes it buffers, sometimes it doesn't. Bottom line is, it should never buffer. We shouldn't have issues, okay? Let's talk about the UFC, of course. Let's not talk about last week. Let's talk about his next card, called by Dana White. Dana, Mr. El Pimpo White, of course. Mr. Man, Kamaru Usman going to be the opponent, I think, for Dricus du Plessis. Of course, they're going to hook it up. That's going to be in a 5-round middleweight main event. Of course, and the co-feature is going to be Jared Cannonier versus taking on Christian Duncan. No big names in the card. I'm looking around. I don't see them. But the bottom line is the UFC coming to you rocking and rolling. Of course, it's going to be Fight Night 281, July 18th. That is tonight, coming to you from Oklahoma City. Until next time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I want to thank Daniel Ogden in the other room. He gives it his best week in and week out, folks, and he's a super dad and a super son as well. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.